Okay. Now this Shabbos we'll learn the double Seder again, Parashas Behan Kochosai, wrapping up Sefer Vayikra. The beginning of the second Seder, Parashas Kochosai, the first Pasuk of the Seder is Vayikra Parakavav Pasuk Gimel, the first of the sources. It says in the Kochosai, Telechu, Ves Mitzosai, Tishmur, Vashisem Osam, if you will walk in accordance with my statutes and observe my mitzvahs, and do them, and then the subsequent so can say the various rewards that are in store for those who follow the Torah and the mitzvahs, the brachas, and then of course the flip side, the kolos of Torah's Khan and the tokoha in Parshat Kosai. Rashi wonders what's added by the opening phrase in the Kosai Telechu. First Rashi in Parsha, again it's source number two, says Rashi, in the Kosai Telechu, yochol zeh kiyam ha-mitzvahs. What does it mean? It's an unusual expression. In the Kosai Telechu, walk in my step. What do you mean walk? You know, walking is usually something that gets you from destination A to destination B. I guess you appreciate it more now that you have difficulty walking. I actually appreciate what walking means. I don't think about it that often, but now you appreciate it more, right? But what does it mean? Because I Telechu, it's a funny expression. So, Yochel Zek Kiyama Mitzvah, does that mean in general? Kiyama Mitzvah, in other words, because I Telechu, follow whenever you walk, wherever you go, observe the mitzvahs. Says Rashi, no, Kishuomeres Mitzosai Tishmeru Are Kiyama Mitzvah. That's the second half of the Pasuk. It says explicitly, Ves Mitzosai Tishmeru, you have to observe the mitzvahs. So what's meant by Mechosai Telechu, Omani Mekayim, in Mechosai Telechu, the famous answer, Shatiu Amelim Batara. So Chazal say, Rashi quotes, from the earlier source, the Midrashim, Shatiu Amelim Batara, we involved in Torah, we occupied with Torah, we work at Torah. That's what Amelos means. Involvement, I'm being occupied. That wherever you go, you should be occupied in Torah. That should be something that's always in your mind. You never forget about Torah. That's the Mechosai Telechu, when you walk. It's not an accident, I guess, that the term for law, halacha, one of the Hebrew words for law, halacha, the way you walk, that's what you do, everything you do. So, shetiyu amelim b'Torah, should be occupied, involved in Torah. So I'd like to use that drosh as a springboard for an interesting question. It's really an appropriate shir as well for the days before Shavuos. We celebrate the Matan Torah, of course. So I'd like to analyze the question of what if somebody's tak involved in Torah, he's learning, and then another mitzvah comes his way. Does a person, should a person interrupt to stop doing whatever mitzvah he was doing, stop his learning rather than go do the mitzvah? We say no. Is it learning? So learning is also a mitzvah. And we have a principle known as kol ha'osek b'mitzvah potam ha'mitzvah. Usually when a person's involved in mitzvah A and mitzvah B comes along, he doesn't have to interrupt mitzvah A to perform mitzvah B. Ha'osek b'mitzvah, he's potter from the other mitzvah. He simply is exempt from that second mitzvah because of his involvement in the first mitzvah. Does that principle apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as well? Do we say, that's why I'm entitled to share, ha'osek b'torah potam ha'mitzvah. We say someone who's involved in Torah, is he also potter in ha'mitzvah? That's the question. So where does this come from, the whole idea of Osek Mitzvah Potem HaMitzvah? So one of the principal sources is the Mishnah, Gemara, Masechah, Sukkah, and Daf Chaf, Heyam, and Aleph. The third source, the Mishnah says, Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim and HaSukkah. Somebody was sent on a mission to perform a mitzvah, and wherever he's traveling, apparently there's no sukkah available. You're not able to build a sukkah. There's nothing that he can do. So he's Potter from sukkah, right? He's traveling on sukkahs. Let's say we'll see in a second Rashi's examples. We'll pick one of Rashi's examples, Pinyon Shruyim. He has been designated, somebody, some Jews being held captive someplace, so he was designated to go deliver the ransom money to the captors, and then release him, and it has to take place on sukkahs. He's going to have to travel out of town, and wherever he's going, there's no sukkah. So the Mishnah said, never mind, so he has to go do this mitzvah. Why? Because Osek mitzvah patan mitzvah, sukkah mitzvah, determine a sukkah. And likewise, it says, cholin umisham shem determine a sukkah. A sick person, that's a different story, but even the mishamshehen, those who minister or serve the sick person, someone taking care of a sick person, let's say I have a relative, or I'm a doctor or something, I have to go and I'm summoned to aid a person who is in need, a person who is sick, so the din is that, and the way I'm going, there's no sukkah, it takes me time to get there and so on, especially in the olden days, travel wasn't so simple, and along the way there's no sukkah, so I'm potem sukkah, most assume that's also because of osik mitzvah potem, and it's actually maybe a different thing, but for our purpose now, we'll leave it at that. So that's the Mishnah and Sukkah. Because when you're involved in mitzvah, hey, you don't have to continue, you don't have to stop your mitzvah in order to do the kind of mitzvah Sukkah, you're potter from Sukkah. If the Gemara, not immediately, where do we get that from? Who says, what's a pasuk? Where do we see that that's true? So the Gemara said, the Tanur Rabbanan, pasuk in Kriyashma, we all know, Pasuk says in Parshas Neschanim, Dvarim Vav Zayin, V'shivtecha v'veishecha prat l'osek b'mitzvah. When is a person required to recite Kriya Shema, v'hoyu ha-dvarim ha-eleh, etc.? Right? When do you have to say what we call Kriya Shema? B'shivtecha v'veishecha, when you're sitting in your house, meaning when you're going about your own business, when you're involved in your own activities, b'shivtecha v'veishecha, right? When you're doing what you need to do. Then you have to stop whatever you're doing in order to perform whatever mitzvah, in that case it's only Kriya Shema. You have to say Kriya Shema because you interrupt b'shivtecha v'veishecha. You're sitting around, it doesn't mean sitting around doing nothing. You might be doing something that's important. You might be at work, you might be talking to somebody on the phone, you might be tending to your children or whatever. It doesn't mean wasting time, but nevertheless, it's still your own activity. So when the time comes to say Kriya Shema, to perform another mitzvah, you have to stop whatever you're doing and go ahead and perform the mitzvah. But prat, lo'osik b'mitzvah, when you're not sitting in your house taking care of your needs, but rather you're osik b'mitzvah, you're doing another mitzvah, then you don't have to stop to say Kriya Shema. When do you have to say Kriya Shema? Only b'shivtecha v'veishecha. When you're doing your own, minding your own business, you're tending to your own needs. But prat lo'osik b'mitzvah. Then it says, v'lechtecha v'aderech prat l'chos, on a technicality, important but not for right now. And the Gemara says, my master, how do we see it from the pasuk? Amar Rava k'derech, ma derech reshus av kol reshus. Lafuke haidu ritzos. Right, it says, v'shivtecha v'lechtecha v'aderech. When you're on your way, v'lechtecha v'aderech, when you're traveling on your way to do your things. Again, it may be important things. It may be things, not just leisure activities. Maybe responsible, you know, to do something for work or whatever. But still, when it comes to a mitzvah that presents itself, you have to stop whatever you're doing to perform that mitzvah. Obviously, we're not talking about pikuach nefesh type situations. But under ordinary circumstances, you have to stop whatever you're doing in order to perform the mitzvah. That's b'shir. And what does it mean? So the Gemara says, we'll skip the last line. In kain lema kro b'sheves u'v'leches. Why do you have to say b'shiv t'cha v'shecha? B'lech t'cha, when you're going, you're going your way. It's just a b'sheves when you're sitting, b'leches when you're going. No, my b'shiv t'cha v'lech t'cha, b'leches didach hu d'mechayves. When you're going, b'leches didach, for your own needs, for your own, again, even for important things. Nevertheless, you have to stop to say Kriya Shema. Ha b'leches d'mitzvah p'tiris, but when you're involved in doing something that's a mitzvah, then you're potter from the mitzvah. So that's the Gemara in Sukkah has, and the Gemara goes on and there and on. It used to discuss what exactly the makor is in the Torah, different sources, and so on. But be that as it may, that's the sugya of osek b'mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, and that's what we assume, that you don't have to stop mitzvah A. There are various, you don't have to stop mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah B. There are various qualifications. What if you could accomplish both? So again, that's a sugya we've spoken about in Pesurim, and maybe another time, it's almost another time too, but that's the general rule, Osek B'mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. What's interesting is Rashi there in that Mishnah, on the word Sluchei Mitzvah, says Rashi, what examples does Rashi give? He says, source number four, Holchei B'derech Mitzvah, it means you're going on the way to do a mitzvah, Kigon Lilmod Torah. Right, you're on your way to go learn, you're going to learn, you're going to a Shir, you're going to Beis Medrash, you're going to Chavrusa, whatever, you're going to learn. Or he says, Allahakbil Pnei Rabbo, or on Yom Tov there's a special din if one can wants to try and visit one's Rebbe. So actually also a mitzvah, or a lifto suyim, like I mentioned before, the example of pigeon tree. Those are the examples Rashi gives. One of the examples Rashi gives, you see, is Lilmod Torah. So the question is that an accurate example? Is it the case when a person's involved in learning that we also apply the principle of Osek per mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah? So first, well, I should say, well, why not? Talmud Torah is also a mitzvah. So if I'm involved in Talmud Torah, I shouldn't have to stop learning in order to
perform mitzvah. Yeah. You are not involved in Talmud Torah.
You're going, right. You're going on a trip. It's an important distinction, which you may come back to. Right? Yitzhak points out, it says, Holchei mitzvah, Lilmo Torah, not that you're learning right now. You're even going to, go to the Beis Medrash. Huh? Right. Right.
Because
well, there won't be a sukkah. Yeah. So the question is, right, but the point is that here the chiddush is, even when you're not even doing the mitzvah right now, and that's a discussion that we've shown, I'm not even doing the mitzvah, I'm going on my way to do the mitzvah, I'm ready, potter. And that's an important distinction.
Maybe ask him whether or not, you know, l'chadchila, you can put yourself in a position.
Okay, good. You're right. That's all part of the discussion in that sukkah. But to hold the thought, and let's see what we say about this topic of Osek B'Torah. Because there is another Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that's the next source on the page. Gemara in Shabbos says the Tanya, Chaverim Shayu Oskim BaTorah, a group of friends or colleagues, right, were involved in Torah, says, Mafsikim L'Kriya Shema. It comes time to say Kriya Shema, stop learning. The people involved in learning, stop learning in order to say Kriya Shema, but they ain't Mafsikim L'Tfila. But you don't have to stop to daven. Assumption here right now, according to many, is because Kriya Shema is Doraisa, Tfila, according to many, is the bottom. Okay, so you don't have to stop learning to davening. Amr B'Yochanan qualifies this. B'Yochanan says, Lo shanu elik gaon Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'chaverav. That's only true that you don't have to stop your learning in order to daven for people of the caliber of Rabbi Shimon Yochai and his associates. We just had Lag Bomer, you know, the Yom HaDilula, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, right? So Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who was, you know, Torasum Nosa, that's all he did, was learn, so he doesn't have to stop, right? Shetorasum Nusan. Their Torah was what they did all day long. They didn't have to stop today. They didn't stop anything. They didn't have to go to the cleaners. And they didn't have to go. They never went on vacation. Always learning, right? So such people don't have to stop. However, don't have to stop for davening. Aval continues to be Yochanan Kagon Anu. People like us. It's Rabbi Yochanan talking. He's no slouch himself. Okay, but Aval Kagon Anu. People like us. Mafsikin leKriyashma uleTfila. You have to stop learning either to say Kriyashma or the time for Mincha to daven. You have to stop, and that's what we generally assume, right? We don't say Osek leMitzvah, Potam leMitzvah. Rather, Mafsikin, regular people like us, says Rabbi Yochanan, have to stop your learning in order to say Kriyashma and in order to daven. The Rambam Paskin in Hilchos Kriyashma Perek Beis Halacha Hey. What? Let's see. Rambam says in the Hilchos Kriyashma Perek Beis Halacha Hey, Haya Osek b'Talmud Torah v'Yigias Man Kriyashma. Person was involved in learning and came time for Kriya Shema, posek makara. You stop learning and you say Kriya Shema. The Rambam adds, and it's Kriya Shema with all the trimmings. Mivarech lefaneha, achra means the whole thing, right? With the brachas before Kriya Shema, the brachas after, not just this Kriya Shema itself. It means, you know, the full-fledged, the bona fide, full-status Kriya Shema, right? Then he says something else about Osek Tzachay Rambam, which is interesting, but I'm not going to mention that now. But that's the Rambam Paskin, like this Gemara, you stop for Kriya Shema. In Hilchos Tfila, the Rambam says, paragvav alachaches, next source, Mishahaya Osek Batalmud Torah V'Yigias Zman HaTfila, Posek and Nispal, same thing. Okay, if a person was learning, it was time for Mincha, so Beis Medrash stops, everybody davens Mincha, right? We stop for Mincha. Then he says, V'Haisa Torasum Nuso, they know some Ocha Klau, right? The type of person who all you do is learn, you never do any work, V'Osek Batalmud Torah V'Yigias so ain't no Posek, Shemitzah Talmud Torah G'dolah Mitzvah Tfila. That if it's that person who never stops for anything else, then you can go on learning. But again, the first thing the Rambam says is the regular case. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin this way. So, Aruch Haim Shem Kuvav Shif Beis, Misha Torosum Nasigonim Shem Yochai V'chav Erev, Mafsik Krishma V'lo Tfila. Avo Anu Mafsikim Bein L'Kriyashma Bein L'Tfila. You have to stop learning in order to say Kriyashma or Tfila. So the implication of this Gemara and Pesach Halacha on a simple level is that for whatever the reason, Osek B'mitzvah, Potam, and Mitzvah does not apply to the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. I have to see why, but that's the rationale. You stop for learning. You stop your learning in order to daven, in order to say Kriyashma. I, Osek Mitzvah, Potam, and Mitzvah. Evidently, we don't apply that principle with regards to Talmud Torah. There is Yerushalmi, the next source, in Brachas Perek Alav Alach HaBeis, Dav Chesam and Aleph in the own edition of Yerushalmi, says there the following, Rabbi Yochanan Mishem Rav Shem Yochai, interesting who the speakers are, Kagon Anu She'oskin B'talmud Torah Afil L'Kriyashma Ein Alam Afsikin. Right, there in the Yerushalmi is a little different. Yerushalmi says, Rav Shem Yochai said, even for Kriyashma we don't stop learning. And it's in the Bavli, the way we had it, in the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Yud Aleph, they said, even Rav Shem Yochai, they would stop for Kriyashma, just not for davening. Here in the Yerushalmi says, even for Kriyashma. Ask the Gemara, V'lo modi Rav Shem Yochai, Shemafsikin lasso sukkah, v'lasso sluv. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me Rav Shem Yochai didn't perform the mitzvah of sukkah, didn't have the mitzvah of lulav, right? I mean, you know, mitzvah activities he got involved in, he learned all the time. In the cave, yeah. But let's say even outside the cave. I mean, the Gemara doesn't understand. He didn't do any mitzvahs. All he did was sat and learn. I mean, he never did sukkah, never did lulav.
When he read the Zohar.
We'll go there right now. So says the Gemara in strong terms, the lesrei Rav Shem Yochai halomid amanas lasos v'lo halomid shelo lasos. Don't we assume that in general the purpose of learning is amanas lasos and pick out those other places? The purpose of learning is to be able to do the mitzvahs in a better way with a deeper understanding and come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Gemara says halomid shelo lasos nocho shelo nivra. Right? Says someone who learns and doesn't apply what he learns is better not to have been born, because then it seems that the learning is simply an intellectual exercise, right? It's the discipline for academic discipline. I learn, right? But I don't apply it. I don't put it into practice. So that's no good. So what does it mean? In other words, the whole purpose of learning is to be able to put what you learn into practice and be able to do mitzvahs in the proper way. Otherwise, it says noach osho nivra, or even stronger. A stronger way of saying it's better you should have been born, right? So obviously that can't be what's going on. We can't say that Shem Yochai never said Kriyashma Daven didn't to Lulav Sukkah. So the Gemara says no. Time of the Shem Yochai Zeu Shinon v'Zeu Shinon v'Ein Mevatel Shinon v'Shinon. Moshe explains Yerushalmi? No, because wait a second. What is Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is Tzukim from the Torah, right? I mean, so let's say I'm sitting now, it's the Thursday night before Parshas Behar B'chukosai, so I'm Mavis said, the double said, I'm reading Tzukim from the Torah. Now comes the Zman Kriya Shema. So these are Tzukim from the Torah, and these are Tzukim also from the Torah. Well, they're all Tzukim from the Torah. So it says, there's a Torah B'shem Yochai, a special din by Kriya Shema. That's what it means. A special din by Kriya Shema. I don't have to interrupt reading Tzukim from the Torah in order to read different psukim from the Torah. Now, this has ramifications, and but apparently the concept of Kabbalah Samach HaShamayim can be achieved through other parts of the Torah as well, at least according to the Shita, and that's an interesting shir in its own right. But for right now, Rav Shimon Chai seems to be saying that Kriya Shema, to a certain extent, an exception. The language, again, is Zeh Shinun V'Zeh Shinun. Both forms of learning, Shinun like the Shinantan, yeah.
The Rambam is saying that the brachos lefanav acharel would seem to be part of...
That's an interesting point, unless you say that becomes that by extension. But okay, Nacharami. But what comes out of this Gemara for our purposes is, again, whether Kriya Shema may be different, but the Gemara brought up as examples Lulav and Sukkah. And the assumption was for sure he did those mitzvahs. So again, you see from this Yerushalmi as well, that generally, Osek Mitzvah, Potem Mitzvah, doesn't apply to Talmud Torah, because all person Talmud Torah is to do the mitzvahs. Somebody up to some of the guys going to say, he'll sit inside, he'll learn Hilchos Lulav instead. He's going to learn Hilchos Lulav, he's not going to take the Lulav. He's going to learn Hilchos Sukkah, he's going to learn Masechah Sukkah and not build the Sukkah. It doesn't make sense. The whole purpose of the learning of that is to be able to do it in the best possible way, with the best kavonas and so on.
Does Sukkah have a lav connected to it?
There's no lav per se, but
you're eating.
If you're eating outside the sukkah, Ramato Mitzvah, there's no lav. No lav. Okay. But anyway, that's the Sukkah of the Shalmi. So now there are other Gemaras. I forgot to mention at the Yitzchak, this for some reason didn't get on my sheet, so I'll just read it. But there are other things also where the Gemara says explicitly that we cease to learn in order to perform a particular mitzvah. For example, the Gemara in Ksubas, Dav Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, again, I apologize, not on the sheet, Dav Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, Ksuba, Tanar Abonim, Mivatlin Talmud Torah, Lahotzah Tameis, Lachnosis Kala. You stop learning in order to participate in the Levaya, Rachman Al-Tzan, somebody dies. The Gemara goes on to say that, especially with any people, whatever the numbers are, right?
And not if they have enough people. If they have a certain amount.
Right. The Kavod HaMeis, basically, you'll do it. I don't go into that now because it's a staggering number. But anyway, Lotzos HaMeis, Olachnosos Kala, also the participant, Olachnosos Kala, and the wedding. So again, and that's how the Rambam Paskin, Perek Yuddal, Mehilchos Ovel, Halacha Tes. Again, it's not on the sheet, but you'll take my word for it. That's the Rambam Paskin, this is going on Shulchan Aruch as well. And then Shin Samach Aleph and Sif Aleph also says, so there the Gemara says explicitly that Mevatlan Talmud Torah, right? That's the lesson of the Gemara, Mevatlan Talmud Torah. Your mevato, you push aside, you nullify, if you will, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for the sake of Otzah Sameis, right? And you interrupt your study of learning to go ahead and take care of the needs of the nation. Yeah, we'll get to Mikra Megillah, right? The Gemara says the same thing. We'll get to that shortly. The Rambam says the following, that's back on the sheets now. This isn't the source. It's source number 9, number 10 rather. The Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Paragimel, Alocha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Ein lecha mitzvah b'chala mitzvah skula anshi skula keneged Talmud Torah. There's no other mitzvah which is the equivalent of Talmud Torah. Ella, rather, Talmud Torah keneged kala mitzvah skula. Now we know that expression, Talmud Torah keneged kula. Right? Talmud Torah, again, stands up, is measured, is equal to all the other mitzvahs. Shal Talmud meyri l'day maisel. The Talmud brings you to be able to do things better. L'ficha ha Talmud kol dola maisel b'chol makom. Right? The learning is of great importance. Halacha Dalad, our case. Hoyo lefonav asiyas mitzvah, the Talmud Torah. You now have before you a choice. Do a mitzvah or learn. Our case, mamish, right? Says the Rambam the following. Im efshar lemitzvah lehersos al yedei acherim. If the very same mitzvah can be accomplished by somebody else just as well, lo yafsik talmudo. Then he shouldn't stop learning. Let's take the case I said where I pidyon shuyim. So I have the envelope full of money that I bring it to the captain of Elisha's person. Doesn't matter if I bring it, or some other guy brings it. The main thing is that it gets over there, and the person gets released. So this other person, I'm involved in learning now. He's not so interested in learning, or he's not able to learn right now. So if it's all the same, the other person can bring this envelope and redeem the shovel, redeem the prisoner, so he can do it. That's Efshar Lassos HaDecheren. If somebody else can do the mitzvah just as well and just as quickly and with the same and all things are equal, so then Taka the Rambam says, in such a case, lo yafsik talmudo, then you shouldn't stop learning Taka. However, vimlav, but if there's no one else to do the mitzvah but me, I'm the only one available, then yaseh ha-mitzvah v'yachzor talmudah. Then stop, go do the mitzvah, and then go back to learn afterwards. So the Rambam introduces a chiluk here. Okay, the Rambam, which we haven't seen yet. The Rambam says, well, osek for mitzvah, potem and ha-mitzvah, he seems to say, to a certain extent, would apply within Talmud Torah as well, provided there's someone else to do the mitzvah. Okay? If there's no one else to do the mitzvah, then we wouldn't say Osek mitzvah potem mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. We would not say Osek potara potem mitzvah. In a mitzvah, you have to stop learning to do the mitzvah. But if there's somebody else available to do the mitzvah just as well, and with the same, all things equal, so then you should talk to them. Then we'll say, don't stop learning, but continue to do the mitzvah. The Rambam introduces that. Where does that come from? So the Kesef Mishnah over there points, and that's the Rambam, and Halacha Gimel. He points to Yerushalmi. He says, Yerushalmi Perek Elo Over, and that's in Tzachim. So that's printed in Source 12. It's quoted in there. As I mentioned before, in Shin Simal Samachal. There the Yerushalmi says as follows, Yerushalmi is in Tzachim Perek Gimel Loch Zayin. Tafchok Dalam and Aleph in Yerushalmi. It says there, Shekvar Nimnu V'Gomru Ba'alias Beis Arzo Belud. The rabbis got together, the Bezin got together in the Aliyas Beis, the attic, the upper floor Beis Arzo in Lud. It's one of the VIP lounges in the airport, maybe, I don't know, somewhere in Lud, right? HaTalmud Kod Alamaisa, right? Talmud is greater than Maisa, but Rabbanan de Kisun Amin, Rabbanan of Kisun, Kesaria, Caesarea, qualified and said, Hador de Tema, the Shea Shom Mishayasa Maisa. That's provided that someone else will do the mitzvah. Aval Ain Shom Mishayasa Maisa, Maisa Kodim. If no one else to do it, then you got to do it. So the Kesav Mishnah says, that's probably the source of the Rambam for making this chiluk. The truth is, though, what I want to emphasize is that that same chiluk does not apply by regular Osek B'mitzvah, Potem HaMitzvah. Let's talk about the Sukkah or Pidyon Shruim. We don't say, we don't find that chiluk by the case in Sukkah, that we say, look, I'm involved in Pidyon Shruim, what's the language of Michigan? In Sukkah, Shluchay Mitzvah, Pturim in HaSukkah, right? Somebody's going to be Podesh Shruim. The Gemara doesn't qualify that. That's only if there's nobody else, if there's no one else can do it, but if there's someone else, then you should do the Mitzvah Sukkah. Let's say if someone else will go, whatever, find a woman to go, she's potter and sukkah, whatever, we don't make all those cheshbonos. In other words, even according to this, we're saying that the regular rules of osek mitzvah, potter mitzvah don't apply to Talmud Torah. What I'm saying is, even where they apply, even where we're saying that we might introduce osek mitzvah, potter mitzvah, namely when somebody else is available, like the Rambam says, based on this Yerushalmi, but still, that is a marked difference from the usual principle of Osek B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah. The usual principle of Osek B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah, we don't find that same chiluk.
Even by the Rambam.
Okay. Well, we know it, right? We don't find that chiluk. The Ramban, in fact, in the next source, in the Kedusha Ramban to Kedusha Naflamet Beis and Allah, the Ramban writes, and that's, I think, I'm mostly sure on the Sum, Hod Amin and Efshal Asos HaMitzvah Yedei Acherim, Teos Yedei Acherim, Eni Odei and Noheges HaMitzvah Asos B'Shar HaMitzvahs. Now, he draws a possible distinction between what if you started one mitzvah as a question interrupting, or neither of them started yet, what should you do? But nonetheless, the Ramban seems to indicate that by other Osek B'mitzvah, Potem HaMitzvah cases, we do not apply that chiluk. So we see that the fact that Ramban applies it over here, by our case, indicates that the rule of Osek B'mitzvah, Potem HaMitzvah seems not to apply, at least not to apply in the same way by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as it does by other mitzvahs. The truth, yeah.
I assume it's understood this is only from a mitzvah sase?
A mitzvah comes along, Now, the truth of the matter is, even though the Kesef Mishnah pointed to this Yerushalmi and Pesachim as the source of the Rambam, there's a Bavli, Moed Katan Daf Tes, which is the next source 13, Daf Tes on Beis Moed Katan. Which really says the same thing. That's the kasha of why the Kesef Mishnah said that Rambam was based on the Shalom, when there's a Babli that says more or less the same thing. But okay. Hada Yasi v'komen b'ayli. Some raise the following question. A Pasuk in Mishlei. Yikorahi mipninim v'chol chafot sechol yisruva. Talking about the Torah. It's more precious than pearls. Right? It's more valuable than jewels. And all your property chol chafot sechol yisruva. However, it says the Gemara, ha chefzei shamayim yisruva. Your needs can't stand up against Talmud Torah, but Chetzei Shamayim, needs for a mitzvah, does stand up against Talmud Torah, meaning you have to stop Talmud Torah to do those things. And now you have another pasuk that says, V'chol chafotzim et ol lo yisruba, not chafotzecha v'chafotzim, mashma dafilu chetzei shamayim lo yisruba, and even mitzvah needs don't stand up against Talmud Torah. So answers the Gemara, Tastira. In other words, one pasuk seems to indicate it's only chafotzecho, your needs, that, you know, we don't push aside for the sake of Talmud Torah. Now it says, but other mitzvah needs, we will push Talmud Torah away for. And the other pasuk seems to indicate, no, nothing that we stands in the way of Talmud Torah. Answers the Gemara, kan b'mitzvah she'efsal asos adecherim, kan b'mitzvah she'efsal asos adecherim. So Babli in the Mordkot makes that very same chiluk, okay? And says the difference in can somebody else do the mitzvah or not. On this Gemara in Moed Katan, the Meiri makes the following comment in the base of the Chira. The Meiri says very simply, Afal pi sha'amru sha'osek b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. Right, you said this before, even though with the usual osek mitzvah potim, it says the Meiri, ein Talmud Torah b'chlal zeh. The Meiri says, based on all these sources, I saw it on the Meiri on the page, but the Meiri says, Talmud Torah is not part of that rule. Ain Talmud Torah b'chalz there. Ela mishaya osek b'torah v'ira mitzvah liyado. If a person's involved in Torah and a mitzvah comes to his hand to do, imef shal asos a mitzvah de'acherim, ain levat ela. Fine, if someone else can do it, good. But imef, skipping through, imef shal o'ay de'acherim, to go and change shom roila elohu, he's the only one available, o shehi mitzvah, mitzvah hamutel as al gufo, or it's something that he can do, only he can do it, he has to do himself, to go and lulav the shofar, to keep it of aim, with kuras meis, and so on, and then if there's someone else to do the burial, and so on. So he says, in such a case, you have to stop learning, the afal pi shosek mitzvah potem mitzvah, lo nemar kein b'talmud Torah. We don't say that by Talmud Torah. Why? The whole purpose of learning is almost like as a hechser, if you will, for other mitzvahs. So therefore, you have to stop learning in order to do the other mitzvah. We do not apply the principle osek mitzvah potam and a mitzvah to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So says the Meiri Beferish. However, there's a problem because the Rambam in source 14 seems not to say that way. The Rambam seems to say, at least in theory, the principle of Osek Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. Look at the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hilchos Ishus, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis, in Source 14. Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam is talking about the Mitzvah of Pruervu, right? Procreating, having children, right? Filling the world, having children. Says the Rambam, Ha'ish Mitzvah al Pir Rivi Avaloh Isha. A man is commanded, and obviously the woman is a necessary component, but it's not her Mitzvah. It's the man's Mitzvah. Ish Mitzvah al Pir Rivi Avaloh Isha. A man is commanded concerning the mitzvah puravu, and not a woman. And starting when, at what age, is a man required to perform this particular mitzvah? So usually a person becomes obligated mitzvahs at the age of bar mitzvah, the age of 13. So do we say that this mitzvah of getting married and having children also applies at the age of 13? If it would, it would save the parents money, because you have the bar mitzvah and the wedding the same day. Right? So you have one, but certainly you have one caterer, one hall, that's it, save the parents thousands of dollars. But nevertheless, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam mentions one age. He says over here, it's not 13, it's 17. Others have a different age. The Rambam says, Kevin Shaobrahim Shana, Lunos Ishare is over Vatamitzvah. You pass the age of 20 Vatamitzvah. Others say, well, it depends on other factors. And some say 22, some say 24, other ages. That's not my point now. The second part says the Rambam, Bimhoya Osek Patorah. The person is involved in Torah. The Torah bar, and he's, concerned about it. He's learning, right into it. He's afraid right now to get married. Because, once you get married, you have to support a wife and a family and so on. And he won't be able to learn Torah, certainly not with the same regularity and intensity he does in his yeshiva. He can delay. Can't knock him out at all. Try, but, excuse me, mutar lisacher. You can delay it. Now, if the Rambam would have stopped here, I would have said, fine, okay, you can delay it. But the Rambam goes further. The Rambam says, Sha'osek b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, because we have a rule of osek b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, because it came to Talmud Torah. Certainly learning. Now, that's a bomb, because we just said the Meiri and all the sources we had till now seem to point to the fact that we are mevatel Talmud Torah for another mitzvah, which prompts the Meiri to say that the klal of Osek B'mitzvah Potem Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. It's an exception for whatever the reason. But the Rambam says, turns on its head. The Rambam says, no, Osik permits a potter mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. All right, that's the reason why someone is potter for the mitzvah peruva. Why? Because he's Osik permits, he's involved in learning. He realized that if he stops learning now and gets married, she's not going to be able to learn anymore. So he's going to be vato that mitzvah, so don't get married. Delayed. Osik mitzvah, potter mitzvah. And he says, Kosik, and if it applies by other mitzvahs, certainly applies by Talmud Torah.
But he's bringing it here in Ishus, not in Helfus Talmud Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And here you have a mitzvah where it's not, there's nothing about this particular moment that makes
very good. Very good. Good. Okay. But anyway, point well taken. We'll see this exactly from the Achronim answer. The Achronim are bothered by this question, though. Again, the Rambam applies Osig mitzvah, Potem mitzvah, and he says kosher came to Talmud Torah. Similarly, Yitzhak mentioned before, the Gemara says in Megillah, it's on the page, I'm sorry, the Gemara says in Megillah, Dav Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara says that it were Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lemikah Megillah. Okay, the Gemara has learned out. Just everyone's got to go. It says in the end of the Megillah Esther, it says Mishpacha, Mishpacha, V'ir, right? All families and all Medina, all places. You have to go and hear the Megillah, and it says even Kohanim should be Mevatel Avodin Beis Hamikdash. So go hear Mikah Megillah. Everybody's got to go hear Mikah Megillah. And the Gemara learns out. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me, but the Gemara learns out that also certainly Mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikah Megillah. So the Rambam passes away the first halacha, Perak Aleph Hilchos Megillah. Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, again, I don't have it in front of me, but the Rambam there also sort of turns it around. He says, certainly, you know, Talmud Torah is also, if it applies by other, as he says, if you have to stop Talmud Torah, says the Rambam, in order to go hear the Megillah, the Rambam says, and certainly other mitzvahs you have to stop to go hear the Megillah. Now, wait a minute. If that's the case, again, the Rambam seems to be applying Osek Mitzvah, Potter and Mitzvah to Talmud Torah, because otherwise I could have argued, well, wait a minute. The reason why you have to mevatel Talmud Torah to go hear the Megillah, I would have said, is because Osek Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah doesn't apply by Talmud Torah, but it does apply to other mitzvahs, so maybe I would think that, you know, it's not the same. Maybe I would think that other mitzvahs I don't have to interrupt in order to go hear the Megillah. But from the fact that the Rambam says, well, if you have to stop learning to go hear the Megillah, then certainly you have to stop other mitzvahs, sounds like he's lumping everything into a category. In other words, Osek b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah, for whatever reason, doesn't apply to Mikra Megillah. It's different or whatever. But the Rambam lumps them together. In other words, the Rambam says, if he would have just said, I have to stop learning in order to go hear Mikra Megillah, okay, good. So that's because the principle doesn't apply. But I wouldn't be able to draw a kol shekein from there to other mitzvahs, which the Rambam does. So evidently, again, like in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam there also is saying that in theory, the concept of Osek B'mitzvah, Potam B'mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah as well.
In the Megillah case, yeah, the thing that they're being Osek in...
You stop in order to hear Megillah.
Is
Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'mikah Megillah.
Mevatlin Talmud Torah.
And the Rambam, right? And the Rambam says it's certainly...
Mevatel.
Right.
So it's not
the opposite image. But what I'm saying, both, no, because by Mikra Megillah, for whatever reason, whether that's with Pesuminisa or other things, we are Mevatel other mitzvahs to go hear the Megillah. Right? We're Mevatel Talmud Torah to go hear the Megillah. That's fine. But I wouldn't be able to, the Gemara says Mevatel Talmud Torah. What if I was involved in other, Bikur Chom, doing some other mitzvah? Right? Would I have to Mevatel that to go hear the Megillah? So I wouldn't be able to necessarily know from Talmud Torah that that's the case, because I would argue that, well, Talmud Torah is about the same way I think about Talmud Torah for all the other mitzvahs, because the rule of Osek B'mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah, doesn't apply. But yet the Rambam says, well, if you have to about Talmud Torah to hear the Megillah, you certainly have to about other mitzvahs. What's the certainly?
Mm-hmm.
It's only if you put in the same category and say they're together, they're an exception, Mikra Megillah, right? But the Rambam, again, seems to put it in the same category. So this is the problem which I said, the Achronim are dealing with. So there are a number of different approaches. I'll try and share with you a few of them. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, has the first of all, Rav Shnei Zalman. So he has a section called Hilchos Talmud Torah. So in Perek Gimel Sif Aleph, the Baal HaTanya writes as follows. V'kol mi shadaita v'kol chinon yofes yuchal lima v'lizka kol atorish v'alpek kula harei zeh v'yisa isha ad, a person has the ability to go learn and, you know, to remember things and learn properly, shouldn't marry ad sheyilmo t'chil atorish v'alpek kula. You should learn the whole torish v'alpek first, then get married, if you're of that type, okay? Shein kol alochos b'tamei, I'm fine. V'achakach yisa isha, and go on approval. Why? She'im yisa isha t'chila, and, you know, if you're going to marry first, you rechayim b'tzavoro. There'll be a yoke on his neck. Tartir does parnasa. Parnasa sees tovana, right? You have to worry about making a living, have all these pressures. Below yuchal lasok b'torah karoi. You won't be able to learn properly and to remember everything. Even though Purim is a great mitzvah, tremendous importance, nevertheless, it's pushed aside for Talmud Torah. And he says, he quotes this Rambam, he says, he quotes the Rambam Hilchos Yishuv that we just mentioned, Perek Tesvav, that it's nirches that they mitzvahs Talmud Torah, school of keneged kol mitzvahs. Now what he says is as follows. What about the rule of, how does that fit in with the fact that we usually seem to say Osek mitzvah potter, so it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah? So Baal Tanya says, why not? Why don't we usually apply Osek, we usually don't apply Osek mitzvah potter as a Talmud Torah. He's saying, like you were saying, the Rambam put this in Hilchos Yishuv. Why is it different here? Because usually what does it mean? Usually it means that I'm learning, and now comes along a mitzvah. So stop learning, I go do the mitzvah, and a half hour later I'll come back. Right? So I lose the half hour, but that's what I'm supposed to do, to go do the mitzvah, even an hour, even an afternoon. So I'll learn more tomorrow. But when when stopping the learning to do this other mitzvah, like in the case of Purim, means he'll never be able to come back to that same thing, right? He says usually it's lahafsik lefisho, it was man-ma. She'ein bo elad bito mitzvah esek lam l'tar tamin. Avalo bito mitzvah idias l'tar, everything. However, when a person, he says, is going to get married, so he'll never be able to come back to that level of learning again. So that's why in Hilchos Yishuv, the Rambam says, Osek for mitzvah, potem mitzvah. In other words, he splits. He says, the svar of the Rambam is, usually, let's say it's Kriya Shema, let's say it's Pidyon Shvuim, let's say it's whatever it is. So stop learning. And then tomorrow you'll go back and continue. Matter of fact, the Rambam's lesson, beautiful, the Rambam's lesson in Hilchos Talmud Torah that we had in the end of, in Halacha Dalet of Per Gimel, end of Source 10. If there's no one else to do it but you, so then stop your learning, right, in love, Yasa Mitzvah, the Yachzor, the Talmud, you go back and learn. So you missed an afternoon, but it's for a good cause, right? But the Baal HaTanya says when it comes to Pur Vu, it's not that you're stopping the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and go back to it tomorrow. You'll never. You'll have all the parnosa and the daigas of being married and so on and so forth. That's why he says it over here. So it's a good answer. The only thing is, again, if the Rambam wouldn't have said that reason, we'd be happier. The truth is, the Mechaber, Paskins like the Rambam, that indeed the din is that a person is allowed to delay his marriage, but he doesn't say because of Osek for mitzvah potem and mitzvah. Sounds like, the Rambam seems to be saying it. It's because of Osek mitzvah potem and mitzvah. The way the Baal HaTanya is not really for that reason. It's because it's a different type of Osek mitzvah potem and mitzvah. It's only because it's such a unique situation. Okay, that's the Baal HaTanya. The Maram Shik also is bothered by the same kasher. He discussed this in Chelek Eben Ezer in Simon Aleph. So the Maram Shik, excuse me, is one of the great Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. So the very first tshuva of Chelek Eben Ezer, he's also bothered by the same Rambam, and he has a different direction, a chiddush. He says, he quotes the Rambam, and he says, what's the issue? He says that a person, when do we say that Osek mitzvah potem and mitzvah? He says, you know why it doesn't apply to Pur Vu? For a different reason. He says, what do you mean? A person who's sitting and learning is going to be potter for all mitzvahs? He said, we said already, the Rambam himself says that when it can be done by somebody else, then Taki should keep learning. So he says as follows, says the same thing here. Alkein tzarech lomar, the Pur Vu mikri efshoi skayim. Someone, what's the tolos of Pur Vu? What's the pasuk say? Pur Vu umilu asaret, to populate the earth. So I won't get, he'll have babies now, right? It's not a mitzvah on me to do it. It's a general mitzvah, the world should be populated. So someone else will do it. I'll do it in a year from now. Right, the loss of the Maram Shik. Tzarech lomar the Pur Vu Mikra Efshel Iskayim the Ikra Time Lamala the Yashiva Olam. The whole purpose is the Yeshiva Aretz, right? Yeshiva Olam to populate the world. So says the Maram Shik. I'm sorry, it's on the sheet, but says the Maram Shik that's why Osek Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. The Rambam applies it again. He agrees, like you said before, it's a local din to Pur Vu. He says Pur Vu is different because that's in the category of Efshel Lasos Ayde Acherim. Other people can do the mitzvah, right? Someone else is having five kids now, and not my mitzvah right now. To like you were saying, it's a little different. You were saying, but what you were saying, we'll see in a second. The Aruch HaShulchan, but the Maram Shik says on the mitzvah of Pur Vu, it's sort of like Efser can be done by somebody else. Someone else will have the children right now, and he quotes. That's why the Gemara says Ben Azai, the famous Tana Shem Ben Azai. They call Ben Azai never got married. He says Nafshi Choshka B'Torah. Right, he wanted to learn. I never did get married, Ben Azai. Well, how could he do that? He said, the great desire learns. So what do you mean? What about this issue? He says, someone else have the babies. Right? Someone else in the kind. He says, V'zeh hintik ben azai. The Lashono Efshalo and Ischayim Adeh Cherim. He said it. The world will continue with somebody else, right? Most people don't want to get married, so they'll get married. They'll have all the kids in the world will continue without me. That's a chach ben azai, shechosh kenav, so lo posim, v'alt v'alam, v'diray Torah. And therefore, the Maram Shik said, that's what's going on here. That's why the Rambam. So the point of agreement, so to speak, between the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Rambam and the Maram Shik is that the Rambam is, like you said before, there's the Rambam, it's a local din by Pru or Vu. Again, it doesn't quite fit exactly with the words of the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to be saying in a more general sense, but okay, that's what these Gedolei Olam say. The Aruch HaShulchan, again, it's also not on the sheet, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel, of Ezra Ezer, is also bothered by this Rambam, and he says the following. He says, V'yafal gav, the osik b'torah, ain't a lift off of mitzvahs, mikol moko mitzvahs purvu, yeso adayim zman l'kayim. That's what I think he was saying. Rosh Hashulchan says, again, purvu is different. Because purvu, if I don't have the baby, if I don't get married, I can marry tomorrow, I can marry in a half year from now, I can marry 2 years from now. There's no mitzvah coming on me right now to go ahead and get married. So therefore, I can say, I can delay it. That's all the Rambam was talking about, right? The Rambam told me, it's acher. He doesn't say not to get married. He can delay the marriage. It's by Purvu. Then, tako, sick mitzvah, potter. A guy's involved in learning. He's potter the mitzvah of getting married. Why? He can get married next year. Just as well. Right? So you're married 2 years from now. Eventually get married, right? That's what he says, Rosh Hashulchan says. In other words, yesu adayin zman l'kaim. The havi ki mitzvah she'ein overis. The mitzvah Talmud Torah doches. So it's a mitzvah ein overis. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it next week just as well. So that's the third approach. Now, the truth is, the Netziv discusses in two of the Shultas, Namek Shela, Shulta Hei Ozdal, Shulta Kuf Yud Gimel Ozil Dal. One place he taka says it, in Shulta Hei he says it, and in Shulta Kuf Yud Gimel he questions it. And he questions it further in the Tshuvas. That's what we do have on the paper, the next source, in the Tshuvas of the Netziv, Meshiv Dover, Chelik Bei Simon Nun Gimel, source 16. It says, Masha Amarati Alos and Aramam Hilchus Ishus Perak Tazov Alach Abeis, the Mishum Hacha Yomu Torah Chakach, Isha, Mishum Shosu, it's a Potemitza. He quotes the whole Ram. He said, Ikshesi. I find it difficult, says the Netziv. Vichiha Osek, but Talmud Torah, Potem, call mitzvahs. The guy's learning, so he doesn't do any mitzvahs. Doesn't make any sense, like we said before. He doesn't have to go down there, have to build a sukkah, he doesn't have to kind of any mitzvahs. Doesn't make any sense. So, Vichiha Malas, whoever asked the Netziv this question, suggested, the Rambam Kivain, Lamasha Kosm, Ofen, Shefsel, Kaimitz, and Dizman Acher. Rachasuchah. He doesn't quote the Aruch HaShulchan, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. Same thing. He says, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe we accomplish another time, right? You can do it next week. Maybe. Or Alidei Acher, like we said, the Maram 6 answer. Says the Netziv, I'm very sorry. It's a creative answer, but Lo Kein Yedidi Sova Loshon Osek Mitzvah Potam Mitzvah. Doesn't quite fit in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be saying as a general call, Osek Mitzvah Potam Mitzvah. Right? He says, the Mashmos is Elisha Potter Afilo Soloyase Mitzvah Cheres Legamrei. The Pasuk sat in the Rambam, and we've known before, the Rambam knows how to be clear. Okay, I mean, the Rambam, the Pasuk sat says in the Tziv, it's a creative solution, and both the Maram Shik and the Aruch HaShulchan, we can throw in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also, and the Tziv said, but it doesn't fit in with the words. Okay, he seems to say that it's Osik Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah totally, and therefore he says at the end, it's two lines in the bottom, it says, Al-Kain, Odeni Novuch B'Havonas Divei Rabbeinu. I'm still confused, perplexed, Mornavuchim, Novuch, perplexed. I'm so perplexed about the words of the Rambam, Asher b'chol mochom heima me'irim, which are usually bright and clear. Hashem, yeri lehi, and give me the ability, lehovin lehaskin, lehaskin, help me figure it out. He leaves the Rambam as a shrekite. In other words, he doesn't accept this reason. So he says, the Netziv finds it difficult. Yeah.
Does anybody suggest reading the Rambam the opposite?
Meaning?
That what he's saying here is that because Ha'osek mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, and you're going to have children, and you're going to have this tircha, that responsibility of your children and your wife will be the mitzvah you're osek in, and it'll make you put them in.
From Talmud Torah.
Because then that
it's
means,
interesting.
Means
it's
a lot better.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know. Reason. I don't know. Relevant. Yeah. I'll just mention that Avachana Wasson in the Kovitz Aris Nivamas, in the back, he has our suffers. So in Sifalov, he also is bothered by this Rambam. He also gave that same answer that Aruch HaShulchan gave, and that the Netziv sort of didn't like, is that it's in Efshar later on, he's not toys. He says, Kevin, the Ayri HaRambam Hochelin in Ichur HaMitzvah, but only in Bitula Legamri, right? It's just talking about delaying, so that's okay. But anyway, that's the approach that the Netziv doesn't care for. So I'll just share a couple of other comments in this regard. The truth of the matter is, there are some other Gemaras which seem to go the exact opposite and show that Taka, Osek, Mitzvah, Potter, Mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. There's a Mechilta, we have it on the paper, staggering Mechilta, source 17, Parshas Bo. Okay, it says as follows, in Parsha Yud Zayin, Luzikoran bein anechol amantia torah simpicha, mikan amru kolamaniach tfilin kilu korba torah, and the second half, look at this, v'chol ha-korba torah, potem on tfilin. Wow, that's the Mechilta says, person's learning, potem putting on tfilin. Father, what's going on here? You know, but that's what it says. And not only that, but there's a tshuva from the, and the Ran of Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Dawid, quotes this, Daf Dawid on pages of the Rift, the Ran of Rosh Hashanah quotes this, Mechilta says, yeah, he gives two reasons. One is because Osek Mitzvah, Potem HaMitzvah. So it also clearly applies to the Talmud Torah.
Yeah, okay? But it doesn't mean Laniach Tefillin, it's just Tefillin at that moment.
Okay, so you're going back to delaying and doing it later. Okay, maybe. The V.R. Gro quotes is also, Marachar Zeruah, look at this one. And Simon Kuf Pegimel quotes his father. Okay? Ela Kasher Kosov Rabbeinu Abba Morizal came near, like my father said, is right. Uchafi Zer Bachurim. Bachurim, Yeshiva boys. Ha-holchim lilmo Torah, pturim mikol ha-mitzvahs kol zman shehem ha-beis rabom. Bomb. But that's what he says. I don't know if Paskin's a slave, but the Malachor Zeruah says that the boys in the learn about it in Yeshiva, part of all the mitzvahs. How you talking? I mean, it's unbelievable.
They're part of the whole time that they're in their Rebbe's home?
Yeah, well, learning by the Rebbe. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're taking out the garbage. I mean, they're learning. That's what it says. So we need to understand a little bit to what exactly is going on here. So I saw the Sefer Minchas Osher of Osher Weiss has on Parshas Tuchakosai. Here he has an essay on Talmud Torah. It's Simon Samach Gimel. It's the pasuk is Shetiu Amelam BaTorah. So he talks about this subject also with Torah Pater Mitzvah. Some of the Mekoros from here, he has other Mekoros that we didn't go into. But he has the following suggestion, which he ultimately rejects, but he mentions the following. He says, the truth is, and we've discussed this in different aspects in the past, there are different elements of Talmud Torah. There are really at least two aspects of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's an important shiur, it's an right, important shavuos topic. What is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So we've been saying a little bit that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is, in a certain sense, almost a heksher mitzvah, in order to enable you to do other mitzvahs properly, right? If I don't know Hilchos Shabbos, how can I observe Shabbos? Even though I'm very sincere, but I don't know what the dinim are, so how am I going to observe it? So I have to learn Torah in order to know how to do all the mitzvahs. Practical. Meidach is another mitzvah of Talmud Torah, just to be able to go in depth and understand things which may not have any ramifications in my life. That's the other thing, the yediyas haTorah, so to speak. And the Sefer HaChinuch, if we have printed on a page here, in Mitzvah Tov Yud Tes, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah says this. He says, Mitzvah Sasei Lilmod Chochmas HaTorah Lamdo, Klomar Ketzad Nasa HaMitzvahs, we have to learn how to do the mitzvahs, but also, the Ladas Gam Kein Mishpate HaTorah Al Kivim HaEmes, to know the truth and understand the correctness of the ways of Torah. And Shoras Mitzvah, said a little later, Shoras Mitzvah Zeyadua, Ki Belimud Yeda Adam Darke Hashem Yisbarach. You understand the ways of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those are two different things. They're related, but they're two different things. One is learning to know how to do the mitzvahs, and one is on this deeper level, this different level. So Moshe Weiss quotes and suggests that maybe the following. Maybe the idea is as follows. When do we say, Osek B'mitzvah, Potem HaMitzvah, doesn't apply to Talmud Torah? That's if the Talmud Torah in which you're involved is the first category I mentioned before, the Talmud Torah, in order to know how to do the mitzvahs. Then it would be ludicrous to say, I don't have to stop learning in order to do the mitzvah. The whole reason you're learning is to be able to do the mitzvahs. Now comes the mitzvah, I'm not going to do it because I'm learning. But he says, when you're involved in the other type of Talmud Torah, this deeper or, other type of Havonas, Darkei HaLimud, and so on and so forth, then that's when we'd say, Osek Mitzvah, Potem HaMitzvah, like the Rambam says in prayer, in the Chassidus, does apply even to Talmud Torah. And Moshe Weiss goes on to not accept that, and he quotes our Rambam, and he actually mentions, without quoting the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he mentions the same Svara, that it'll take you away from the learning altogether. But that's one suggestion that he has, which is interesting. He doesn't ultimately take it. He quotes, and I brought it with me, I'm not going to read that, of Chassam Sofer, in his commentary in Darv, Daf Pei Aleph Manalev, says the same thing, that the Nefesh HaChaim says that the whole idea of Torah Lishma is Limud HaTorah L'Falto Bo, L'Hosif Alekach U'Tvuna, Zer Ratzon Hashem, and so on. That's, that level of learning you wouldn't interrupt in order to go to another mitzvah if you're on that Madrega. But the regular Madrega we do. Again, he admits that he doesn't think Rosh right, doesn't fit into the words of the Rambam and so on. But then he has another suggestion. That was in Oz Gimel of this essay in Simon Sama Gimel. And Oz Dawud, he has another, Derech Acher. He says something different. It's like sort of the opposite of what we said before by Puravu. He said, let's talk about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for a second. He said, is there a mitzvah right now? It's 11:10. Is there more of a mitzvah to me to learn at 11:10 now than to learn at 12:30 or at 3:45? Right? Is there a mitzvah right now? There's a mitzvah to learn whatever one can, right? Whatever the mitzvah is. And that's a shir also by itself. But there's a mitzvah, there's no greater, it's when I have Talmud Torah, and then I also daven mincha. So if I interrupt for 15 minutes and I go back to learn, it's the same chiyuv, right? There's no greater chiyuv upon me to learn right now than to learn 2 hours from now, right? And so he says, and really it's in that same piece in the Kovetz Aris, Rabbi Chanan writes as follows. He says, Mitzvah Talmud Torah v'shev 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 v'shev. But you know, so you have needs, you have to, we say a guy's mevatel Torah because he has to take his car to the mechanic, he has to go to work, he has to do other things. Obviously, at that moment, in a certain sense, he's not mechuyev in Talmud Torah now. A person has to make a parnasa, has to take care of dvar hechreichim, he calls that derech eretz, the way of the world. Umishum dechi of Talmud Torah, eino chala ala adam, ela b'shah shu ponoi. When do we say that the chi of Talmud Torah? When you're available, you're not doing anything else that has to be done. Right? The time when you're ponoi. Ubatam asiyas trochav. Right, because we have a pasuk v'safta diganecha. Right, the Gemara has in brachas. Again, Rav Shimon Yochai was different, but the safta diganecha means you have to go and harvest your fields. We say guys mevatel Talmud Torah by going out to the field. We assume not the safta diganecha. Avosashu tzarich lasam alachto oz ein mechuv kavet Talmud Torah. So therefore, if you're putter from Talmud Torah, says Rav Chanan, at a time when because you have to take care of your needs, so certainly when a time you have to take care of a mitzvah. Right, it's not that it's osik. It's not that. You're potter from Talmud Torah, there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah at that point. That's the point. It's not that osik mitzvah potter mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. There is no chiyuv at all of Talmud Torah at that moment. That's what he wants to say. Hachinami nutzarech lasok mitzvah lo gar mishar tzarech adam. Shehozum enam mechuyv kal b'Talmud Torah. Abba b'mitzvah shefshel lechayim adei acherim. But if someone else can do the mitzvah like we said before, right? Or like Puravu, the chain of Efsa lekaimel achas mine, you can do the mitzvah later on, then lo pokam, then the mitzvah is Talmud Torah. Then Talmud Torah doesn't go away. So that's another suggestion. In other words, it's not that the mitzvah, in other words, what we're saying is that the concept of osik mitzvah, potam mitzvah, in theory could apply to Talmud Torah, but it's in a different way, because when there's another mitzvah at hand, there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah altogether. That's his chiddush. So that's how he resolves it in terms of... in terms of this question. And so the disciple... What? No, it wouldn't. Okay. Anyway, these are the answers. These are Achronim. I'll just finish. I'll just finish up. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, in the Sefer they put out when the Soloveitchik, the Shabbat Soloveitchik, the Rav turned 80, they put out sort of like, I guess we'd call it a fest shrift, you know, in academia, right? So it's an essay of all the Rabbein and Yeshiva. That's from Moshe Feinstein, from Rabbi Ruderman, and some others here that they put out in honor of the Rebbe becoming 80 years old. So I guess it's now, 20-something years ago. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote on this subject, Osek Batorah Potem and HaMitzvah, and he comes up with the following suggestion. He has rias for them, just to say it quickly, just as basic as so. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein suggests that Osek B'mitzvah Potem, the Rambam disagrees with Amiri. You see, Milchus Ishus and Hechus Megillah, the Rambam holds fundamentally that Osek Mitzvah Potam and Mitzvah does apply to the Mitzvah Talmud Torah as well. Why not? It's a Mitzvah too. Okay? But he says, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only a Mitzvah if you're doing the Mitzvah in order to be, if you're doing the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah in order to, where you demonstrate your understanding that the ultimate goal is to perform Mitzvahs. If you go ahead and learn in a way that shows that you, that demonstrates a failure to do mitzvahs, then there's a lack in your Talmud Torah. In other words, I'm not explaining it clearly. In other words, a person has to learn, ultimately, amenas lasos, right? That's what the Gemara had that in Yerushalmi. They asked of Shem Yochai, what do you mean? You didn't say sukkah, didn't do sukkah, didn't do lulav. Someone who learns shalom amenas lasos, bet he wasn't born, right? The one is only mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you're doing it amenas lasos. So therefore, says Rav Aharon the following. If you would stop learning, I'm sorry, if you could continue learning in a way that wouldn't demonstrate a failure to understand the need to learn Almanas Lasos, then Taka, Osek Mitzvah Pachim, should keep learning. Words, but if I'm going to stop, I'm going to say I'm not going to stop learning now. I'm not going to interrupt my learning to go do this mitzvah. So then I'm not even Mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a lack, it's a pagam or a deficiency in my Talmud Torah. That's what he's trying to say. In other words, in principle, Osek B'mitzvah Patan and Mitzvah Taka applies, like the Rambam says in the Chassidus, to Talmud Torah also. I should keep learning. But if my keep on learning, if by keeping on learning, I am demonstrating that I don't really recognize the importance of Lumot Amanas Lasos, so then I'm not Mekayim learning. There's a deficiency, there's felt in the Talmud Torah. There's a lack, there's a deficiency in the Talmud Torah. So therefore, says Rav Aharon, if there's somebody else who can do the mitzvah just as well, so then my failure to stop learning doesn't show that I'm doing this, I don't understand Amanas Lasos. I understand Amanas Lasos, someone else is taking care of it. Then Taki, you should keep learning. Because otherwise, Rav Aharon said, according to Meiri, that Osek Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah at all. Why should it matter if someone else can do the mitzvah? What do you mean? I should do the mitzvah. If Osek Mitzvah doesn't apply and they ask me to do it, I shouldn't say, let this guy do it. Osek Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah doesn't apply, says the mitzvah. I'm Taka obligated in this other mitzvah. Who cares if somebody else can do it? But according to his Yesod, it's a big difference. Because he said you only have to stop learning if by continuing to learn, you'll demonstrate that you don't accept the value of Amanas Lasos. But if so I accept Amanas Lasos, it's being done. It's not done by me, but it's being done. So that's the Yisod, and he works in a number of things, and he says, really, you know, that'll explain, not that we would paskin that way, but that might even explain that wild Marach or Zeruah that says the students in the yeshiva don't have to do any mitzvahs. Because fundamentally, Osek Mitzvah Patam HaMitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. And if they would stop, okay, then perhaps it would be demonstrated that they don't understand the value and so on. You have to look at each case. And it would explain that Mechilta also. So that's the proposal that, again, Hayotzi Doreinu Sha'osek Petorah Amnon Patam HaMitzvah Ubilvad Sheyilmar Amanas Lasos. And therefore, if you look at each case, it works out very, very well. He says, therefore, for example, by Purur Vu, so you can delay the mitzvah. I should keep learning now, because the fact that I'm keep on learning now doesn't demonstrate that I failed to understand the importance of the mitzvah. I'm going to do the mitzvah tomorrow. I'm doing the mitzvah next year. Right? It's not indicative of my failure to appreciate it. If there's a mitzvah right now, Kriya Shema this month is going to be over in 2 minutes, or Mincha, it's 10 minutes before Shkia, then I'm going to keep on learning. So then that's a deficiency in your learning, because you're not going to be able to ever do the mitzvah. But if I can do the mitzvah just as well tomorrow or just as well next year, so my failure to stop is not indicative of my lack of understanding of Loma Amanas Lasos. So that's his approach. And again, he brings the rias to it. So we suggest a number of different suggestions, from some of the earlier Achonim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Maram Shik, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Rechol Achonim all had this idea, it's not local to Purur Vu. Achonim kind of broadened it and said that it's, and the Minhag Rav Moshe Weiss says like that it's kind of broader. That if the mitzvah can be done, if the mitzvah can be done at a later time, So Rabbi Chanan says, it's as if I'm not chayav in the mitzvah right now. Just like we say, I'm chayav in. I don't have to learn. I don't have to stop learning. We don't say a person can't do other activities, right? You can't take care of your needs and go to work and gather the harvest and so on and so forth. There's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Rabbi Shmuel said there's other suggestions. And of Aharon, anyway, these are things to think about with regards to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the concept of Osek B'Torah, whether put them in a mitzvah or not. Okay, so I want to get Shabbos. Sorry, I want to finish it over.
This is the one subject that I've had, like the one-on-one with the